I've been looking into something completely different, and that's sympathy. Now, sympathy is crucial for human coexistence. It's part of the reason why society is able to function, but we've never really known how it develops. Around about 2 years old, toddlers start to comfort their friends if they see them that something bad has happened to them, but we don't know what happens before then. Now, when babies are newly born, they get this thing called emotional contagion, and that means that if they see someone smiling, they're automatically happy, and if they see someone crying, they start crying. But that's not necessarily the same as sympathy. That's just sort of copying or catching the emotion of those around you. And what this team from Kyoto University in Japan, which has been published this week in PLOS ONE, did was they made some animations, and they had a blue ball and a yellow cube. What they had is one of those cubes was bad and one of them was good, and the bad one started chasing the other one around and squishing it and hitting it and attacking it and eventually squashing it to death, one would presume. And they showed this to 40 children who were all 10 months old, and they watched which way their eyes moved, but they didn't really watch one in particular. But when they offered them a choice of the shapes at the end, they all, or a vast majority of them, chose the victim in that case. And then they introduced a neutral shape just to check that they weren't scared of the aggressive shape. And they still, again, when they had a choice between the victim shape and the neutral shape, they chose the victim. And when they had a choice between the neutral and the aggressor, they chose the neutral shape. So this shows this from 10 months old, their understanding that bad things are happening to this thing and they're understanding they should feel sympathetic. And it's not emotional contagion, because obviously these shapes aren't appearing sad. They're not sitting around crying at the end, so they're not automatically feeling sorry for them. They're understanding that something bad has happened and they're experiencing what we presume is sympathy.
Did they reverse the shapes? And did they swap the colours round as well? Because some kids have a preference for certain colours, don't they?
They didn't swap them round in consecutive tests, but half of them had the blue shape being bad and half of them had the yellow cube being bad. So they did test that they were always choosing the victim, whether they knew they preferred a certain shape or not. So it's definitely that they're choosing the victim over anything else.
It's fascinating. Where did the dogma that kids aren't interested in the emotions of others until they're age two come from then? Was that just because there just wasn't any data, or were people actively saying, oh, children don't get into appreciating the emotions of others until they're two?
It's partly because there wasn't any data, and partly because we don't recognise that there's this other orientation, this acknowledgement that there are other people going around with other emotions going on, and this idea of self-recognition until we're about two. Other things like theory of mind, understanding that other people might think differently from you, come again a little bit later on, around three or so. So it's mainly because we hadn't really looked into it, but partly because, from my experience, toddlers are very me, that's mine, don't take it away from me, and very quite selfish. They don't think about other people, not necessarily their fault.
My son's first word was definitely fine.